This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. So the President Obama has been working hard to recapture the debate on health care reform. He appeared late night with David Letterman last night, capping a frenzied 2 days of media blitzing. Here's the president in one of his lighter moments last night.
I worry a little bit when they get to be teenagers, right? Because I suppose they'll want to go out on dates, and I'll have all these men with guns surrounding them.
But he didn't talk just about his daughters and dating last night. He had a lot of serious topics to cover. And joining us are two people who were there in the live studio audience last night. Fernando de Guia is an Obama supporter from Staten Island. We are also joined by Joanne Morgan. Joanne, you are less sure of the president's position. You're visiting New York from Qatar.
Yes, that's correct.
Where you live with your husband. So, Joanne, let's start with you. What did you think after you left the show last night?
Well, I was a little bit disappointed because I anticipated some sort of questions we had asked the CBS people who were standing there. Are we going to be able to ask any questions? And they said, yes, you could put them on a card, and I guess that did not happen. So I was rather disappointed because it was an hour of his rhetoric that he's been trying to sell to the public for a while now.
And Fernando, did you have kind of the same reaction, that it was all stuff that you'd heard before?
Yeah, it was. But I was disappointed as well that we didn't get to ask questions. However, it left me a little bit more energized because to see him live speak in front of an audience, having supported him during the election, now I wanted and staying away from the debates over the past few months because it was something that was just – you know, there was just so much of it going on. I just wanted to stay away. And then seeing him live talking about it some more, it's like, wow, this is going to affect me.
You stayed away from the healthcare debates.
Yes.
Were they just too bitter for you?
No, I think for the first couple months, you know, okay, let's get the information. And then it was the same thing over and over again. Also, the time frame is like, okay, well, when is this actually going to affect me? Well, it's not going to affect me. It's going to be a debate for the rest of the year. When is something actually going to happen? And then, when the resolution comes out or when all these details come out, let me read up on it then.
And you felt more a sense of urgency from the president last night?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. What about you, Joanne? You're making a face.
I'm sorry. No, I don't think there was any urgency. I think he's trying to sell us that I think privatized insurance is out at this point, and that's a scary thought because I want to have a choice in what happens. I am not a natural-born citizen. I'm a naturalized citizen of this country, and I think that understanding the health care that he tries to promote in Canada and in Europe is totally false because those people are all paying 55 to 65% of their taxes, and their health care is not great.
So, but did you think he was funny?
No, and I don't think... You see, I think his agenda should be a serious thing.
Comedic value. No. Fernando, did you think he was funny?
I think he engaged the audience and Dave a little bit. Yeah, I think he kept up his sense of humor that, you know, there are serious issues going on in the world, but, you know, life goes on and you have to laugh at them.
Fernando de Guia, Letterman audience member from last night, also an Obama supporter, and we have Obama skeptic Joanne Morgan. She was also in the audience in the David Letterman show last night. Thanks to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.